The book Romans, part 5. I'm Professor Arnus Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the one that was written by Dr. Joseph Brian Rottenham in 1860, which is the best English stroke Hebrew Bible that you can ever lay your hands on. I have a couple of copies available. Should you require any, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's +27 international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yafa.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in this study, please go to part 1, start from the beginning. You've missed out on quite a bit of information. Also, very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, those that's near to you. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. It's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with any of the following: any messianic groups, the Hebrew Roots Movement, the Israel Vision Groups, the Sacred Name Movement. We are not part of the Jehovah Witness or Seventh-day Adventists. Instead, we do not belong to no church, not Protestant or Catholics or anybody. We are only an end-time Bible study group functioning throughout South Africa, throughout the world, through the internet. According to the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, we believe that the name Jesus was originally called Yafashua, the name God was originally called Elohim Hashem, the name Lord was originally Yafa, the name of the Holy Spirit was called the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Arnus. Hallelujah. I trust that the study today is going to be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name. We will continue where we left off yesterday, and I'm going to continue with Romans 1 verse 3. Now, it's very important, Romans 1 verse 4. Romans 1 verse 4. It says, and declared to be the son of Yafa, that's Yafashua, with power. Now, we dealt with it yesterday. According to the Spirit of Holiness, capital Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, by the resurrected, by the resurrection from the dead. Yafashua was resurrected from the dead. Now, I'm going to continue explaining now where I did yesterday, because there's a lot more to be said about it. If you remember that because of the sin that Adam and Eve commit in the Garden of Eden, it brought about death, spiritual death. People was, after Adam and Eve, everybody that died went to Hades, which is where the souls of the dead are kept in captivity for the white throne judgment. Hades was known to have the power of death. It had the power over the spiritual death and out above the death that you could die, because Adam and Eve could have lived in the Garden of Eden for thousands of years without dying until they have sinned. So he says, Hades was known to have the power of death. It had the authority to hold all souls captive till the white throne judgment. Now, Yafashua, through his death and his resurrection, obtained the power which Satan held onto, and therefore does Hades and the realm of death have no power and dominion, not over the bride of Yahushua. Hallelujah. Yahushua went into Hades, the realm of death. There he broke the chains and bondage in Hades, which kept their souls bound, and he arose. The first Redeemer ever who died and rose again from death. The word declares, you shall live although you have died. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We obtained what? We obtained everlasting life. Let me put it the other way. Everlasting life was reinstated by Yahushua overpowering Hades and the realm of death. He walked through the realm of death and he took the keys from Satan and he unlocked those that was bound in chains, because it's a metaphor. It says that the souls were bound in chains waiting for the white throne judgment. Yahushua unlocked those chains. He gave them grace and he brought them above with him. And they showed themselves in town. The Bible says so. So they were in glorified bodies. Because a soul can't function without a glorified body. The Bible declares, you shall live although you have died. So what happens? Death has no dominion over us. If you come to repentance and you were immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of your sin, you become bright. Go listen to the Hebrew series that I've just concluded. Death has no hold on us as long as we strive towards holiness. We need to live in holiness every day of our lives. Living in holiness means that we have to throw off as we continue. You remember, I don't know if you have, when I explained to commitment, completion. Commitment is having my eyes set on my goal, I can't touch it. That can only be touched the day that I die. So I get up in the morning, commitment, but commitment, tonight is completion. Tomorrow, commitment, completion, commitment, completion, commitment. I have my old eyes set on my goal. And the day that I die, I completed my path of life. And that can only happen once I'm born again of water and the Ruach HaKodesh. That's why Yahushua told Nicodemus in John 3 verse 1 to 11. There in verse 3 and verse 5, he swears, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, you must be born again, or you will not see the kingdom. Yahushua says he won't see the kingdom. I know I've said it a couple of times, I'm going to say it once again, but the guy on the cross received, the sinner on the cross received grace. Why? Because he accepted Yahushua. You need to be born again to see the marriage. Let me put it the other way around. You need to be born again out of the water and the Ruach to enter and see the honeymoon suite. Because it's in that, in that space that the bridegroom and groom, the bride and the bridegroom, will reveal themselves unto one another. The revelation of the groom and the bride is not for the guest, is not for the father and mother-in-law, it's only for the bride and the bridegroom. And that's in verse 5, Yahushua swear at Nicodemus, John 3 verse 5, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, if you're not born again of water spirit, you will not enter, not the kingdom of heaven, because the guy on the cross, the sinner, has entered into the kingdom, into fourth heaven, paradise. But we as bride in fourth paradise will be the occasion where the ceremony will happen, and then the bride and the bridegroom will go into the seventh heaven. So the word declares, you shall live although you have died. We as the bride of Yahushua have a coming or parousia expectancy. A parousia is the Greek that talks about the coming, not the rapture. The rapture is for one third of Israel. That's why you must obtain my book, Israel's Rapture. Something that you've never heard of before. So the coming is for the bride at the end of the age of grace. The revelation, the church of grace, not church, the assembly of grace. We're living in the time of grace. How does this grace come to its fulfillment? When the coming of Yahushua is going to occur, he's coming with the clouds to take his bride up with him. Again, for the sake of the new people that's looking at this videos for the first time, 500 people sitting in church Sunday morning, and the coming of Yahushua occurs, is all 500 people going to heaven because they're sitting in church? No way. They're lucky if there's 5 or 10 that's going to make it. So from the church comes the bride. I just want to explain to the new people. Church, bride. Yahushua doesn't come for the church. He's coming for a separated bride. Those that were repent and were immersed in the name of Yahushua, we have a wedding garment on. We are torn away. First Thessalonians 2 verse 1 to 17. We are drawn away. And with us comes the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. Revelation 4 verse 1, you see an open door. Why? That's where the bride and the Ruach HaKodesh went in, the Holy Spirit. And then it's closed. Like the door of the Ark of Noah. It's not to be opened through the grace of Yahushua for the church ever again. In the great tribulation that will start to occur immediately, in the great tribulation, a few people will buy eternal life with their own blood, as we will see, as we've seen in Revelation 6 verse 9. They were slaughtered, their heads were cut off. But they didn't went into the marriage supper or feast or into the honeymoon suite. Their souls rest under the altar in heaven of Yaffa. You can see them in Revelation 20 verse 4, where you can go and look at it. Apostle John says, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon the thrones, and judgment were given unto them. Who's that? That's the bride that's been taken out. We are called kings, sons, and priests of Yaffa. He says, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon it, this bride, and judgment was given unto them. Point, comma. And a second group, I saw the souls under the altar, those were beheaded, not taking the mark of the Antichrist on their right hand and forehead. And they lived as kings. They were not kings. The bride is kings, sons, and priests of Yahweh. Even today, we as bride lives as kings, sons, and priests of Yahweh. But they that bought eternal life with their own blood, they were under the altar, and now they will go out of the altar, and they will reign as kings for 1,000 years on earth. There's not one scripture that says it's the earthly 1,000 years or the earthly millennium. The Satan will be bound in Revelation 20 verse 2 for a thousand years. But one day in heaven is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 days like one year. So what do we see? And they reigned as kings because they did not accept the mark on their right hand, and they died because of the testimony they had and the word of Yahweh which they had. and they reigned as kings for 1,000 years. The bride of Yahushua is never going to reign for 1,000 years as kings. We are reigning forever as kings, sons and priests of Yahweh. Hallelujah. How easy is the word? We must just study the word. And that's why it's so important that you study the book Hebrews, because I mentioned these things in Hebrews, but it's coming up through the Ruach HaKodesh as I am sitting here. It's not part of my nose. Yahweh just blessed me with the revelation word. And this is for the people not understanding. And that's here for the first time, most probably. I'm just going to read the last part. The word declares, you shall live although you have died. We as the bride of Yahushua have a coming or a parousia expectation when he will come with the clouds to change us from this mortal bodies into heavenly bodies, according to 1 Corinthians 15 verse 27 to 58. We are going to be changed from earthly into glorified body, out of fleshly bodies into heavenly bodies, meeting him up in the air. Hallelujah. To live forever and ever as part of his bride. Now this week we've learned quite a bit from the book of Romans. Hallelujah. You must not miss it. I would like you for homework on your time. Don't rush through it. Go take the book of Romans with your Bible. Read it. Make your notes. So when, as we continue, see what you can pick up by yourself through the Ruach HaKodesh. Let's be a blessing unto the kingdom of Yahweh this weekend. And then, if it's Father's will, we'll see each other on Monday. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.